Elva, we start with an annual event, and it's something that I really want to attend. I love cherries and the Cherry Festival in Otero County. Everyone tells me you've got to go, and I've waited so long. They've changed locations. It was always in the town of High Rolls, but I see it's moved.
It has moved.
Yeah.
Maybe just a temporary move.
Ah.
But they may move back in the future when they clean up the area. But for now, it's going to be at the Nichols Cherry Orchard, which is near La Luz, on June 15th and 16th. There will be clear signage out on Highway 82, so you just need to head toward High Rolls and you'll see the signs for Nichols.
Yeah.
You can spend a cool day under the cherry trees, drinking cherry cider, hanging out with the animals at the petting zoo, strolling by numerous arts and crafts booths, or just picking your own cherries to take home.
And they say cherries are very good for you, so there's all the more reason to go, right? We move to Silver City now, and Fiesta Latina.
So Fiesta Latina is on June 21st to 23rd at the Western New Mexico University campus. They have a large artisan mercado, and they bring a lot of people in from different small Mexican towns that are just real artisans. It's just fantastic. Popular Latino music acts, including the Grammy-winning Little Joe y La Familia. And everything is free except for the evening concerts and the tequila tasting area.
All right, fantastic. Well, I see that a little unusual for Desert Exposure, this month in June, you have several stories in the issue on a very serious topic, something that we have been covering here at KRWG, the asylum seekers that are moving through southern New Mexico and getting help in a variety of communities.
So people are being dropped off in several communities around the southern part of the state, including Deming, and the June Desert Exposure includes stories about the process of immigration, Las Cruces' response to the influx of people, a visit to the end of the wall, which is near El Paso, and an interview with an NMSU professor about what is happening in Central America that is causing people to flee from there.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to that. Lots of important journalism about a very important issue nationally and really in our area where we are directly affected. Well, I'm sure most of our listeners, Elva, have heard of a poet laureate for the nation and even for the state. They may not know that they'll learn in Desert Exposure about a poet laureate for Silver City and Grant County.
So there is a poet laureate and has been for several years. This is sponsored by an organization called the Southwest Festival of the Written Word, mm-hmm. which is coming up in October. But the new poet laureate, Eve West Bessier, will be there for 2 years and has duties that includes connecting poetry with the schools and going into the schools and taking care of the kids, teaching them, as well as a monthly event that takes place, a poetry reading event that takes place in Silver City. And so Eve was born in the Netherlands and emigrated to the United States with her mom when she was 7. She's an award-winning published author of poetry, fiction, and nonfiction.
Okay. I see for our final story here in our last minute, you have a story about a big change for Alamogordo.
Right. So in Alamogordo, the German Air Force has been a presence since 1992. They even built a school for their children. They've been training there since 1992. They've also been having an air defense school at Fort Bliss since 1966. So the Germans from both areas are withdrawing, and our writer David Burge has written about this exodus and what they've been doing here, their trainings, and what it means to those who are actually departing.
All right. The June issue is packed. Desert Exposure is on newsstands right now. Elva, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Fred.